What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 30th of July. Very warm indeed. And it doesn't help that I've just necked a really hot cup of coffee to get me in the mood to do this podcast for you. I hope you appreciate it. So if I've got a big sweaty face, if you're watching the video, yes, if you're listening on the podcast, there's videos on YouTube. If you're watching on the video, I might start perspiring from my upper lip and other parts of my face. It's not because I'm winging the podcast, which is exactly what I will be doing, but it's also because I've got a load of debtors knocking on the door and I'm trying to speak quietly to you so that they don't know what I'm in, so that I don't have to give them any money. Lifestyle of the rich and famous. Anyway, yeah, it's very warm. It's going to be even hotter tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the hottest day of the year, 33 degree scorcher. But then, don't worry about that, because it's going to be pissing down at the weekend. It's going to be all going to be gone. Wash out. Oh, is it going to be Saturday? Rainy day, Saturday. So if I was you, take the day off tomorrow. I think it's only fair that you get to enjoy the sunny weather. Imagine I used to work in an office. Imagine sitting in an office tomorrow while it's the hottest day. And it's going to probably be the last one for a few days, for a few weeks. And then by the time you come out, it's gone. And then the rain clouds come. That's the life of an office worker, unfortunately. But anyway, if you can, take the day off. Ring in sick. There's a guy. I think I might not even picked it up. But there's a guy who rang in sick. No, he didn't even ring in sick. He was ill. He had a heart attack. And he rang his boss and said, it must have been a minor one, but he had a heart attack. And he rang his boss and said, I'll be in this afternoon. I've just had a heart attack. I'm at the hospital. They said I can go home shortly. So I'll be in to finish the job this afternoon. Forget that. That is your cue for like a good few weeks off work. Don't fucking go in on a heart attack. Fucking hell. A lot of people won't go in on a snivel. They take right. That's a week off. I can't be anywhere near the office. I can't spread my cold around the office. I'm doing it for you, really. But yeah, so heart attack and he went in. That's good on him. He's only going to give himself another one. That's the only problem. Let's hope it's not a hard job. What's it called? I did pull it out. There it is. He said he could finish his shift. He's been awarded a 12,000 payout after his employers failed to contact him for almost 6 months while he was off work recovering. Oh. Oh, no, that was it. An electrician suffered a heart attack at work and told his boss he had to go to the hospital, but he was asked if he could finish his shift first. So I said it back to the front there, but still, that was his boss is being an arsehole. So he had to finish his shift after having an heart attack. That's fuck. He should have just gone, well, sorry, mate, but I ain't fucking finishing my shift. I want to do a lot more shifts in the future, and I ain't going to be fucking doing it if I finish this shift. So you got to tell your bosses where to fuck off soon. He got paid 12 grand, which is good. But sometimes, you know what I mean? You can't listen to your bosses. Your bosses are just a person at the end of the day. Outside of work, they're no better than you or anybody else. They're not better than fucking you in work. But in work, they've got a superiority over you. So they think they can boss you around and tell you what's what. Otherwise, you're under threat of having no money. But sometimes, that's why you got to save. Save, 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 which I haven't, unfortunately, but save, 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 and have the money in the bank so that when a boss is an arsehole to you, you can stand up and say, fuck right off, mate, I'm out of here. I don't mind not having this job, I'll wait for another one. But it's when you're desperate for the job, that's when they got you by the bollocks or by the tits if you're a lady. So be careful. And if you have an heart attack, make sure you go to hospital. Don't finish that project. Don't mop that floor. And fucking wear a mask, because otherwise you're going to get a double dose, heart attack and COVID. What's it called? Elton John spends 50 grand a year. This would give me a heart attack if I saw this fucking electricity bill come through the door. Elton John spends £50,000 a year on gas and electricity at his £6 million mansion. £50,000 a year. I mean, fuck, he must just leave all the lights on. He's got to have it like Christmas trees and everything on up all day, isn't he? All day and all night. All day and all night. I didn't know a song that went with. Anyway, he's basically got... he must have, like, you know, you leave all the lights on, and when you walk around, it's just like walking around a supermarket or like a shopping mall. It's all bright, glittery, glowing lamps and everything like that. It's got to be like that. Nothing to him though, is it? Chump change? As I say, that would give me a fucking heart attack. I'll tell you what, I told you a long time ago, British Gas were hounding me for £800. £800, hounding me, threatening me with what's it called, bailiffs and all that kind of stuff. And I never paid it, and I refused to pay it. I didn't think I owed it them, and I said I ain't paying it, because I'd already long left them. I haven't heard from them for a long time, so you know, you're just hoping that they don't come back in touch with you. But what they will do is come back with you double and hard in about 4 months' time. But it's been about 6 months, so I thought they've kind of got the message. I've still got my head in the sand on that one at the moment. I ain't paying it anyway, one way or the other. So, what's it called? Fungi from the Chernobyl blast site. Fungi from the Chernobyl blast site holds the key to surviving trips to Mars, a study suggests. I can't even say this. Cladosporium spherospermum was collected from the remains of the devastated nuclear plant, and that holds the key to surviving trips to Mars. That holds the key to making you think you're on a trip to Mars if you was to take it. If you was to eat it, you would think you were on a trip to Mars, I imagine, if it's out of the Chernobyl site. You'd think you were fucking flying... You're on a fairground ride, roller coaster, going through Mars, through the Milky Way, all that. Talking to aliens, stopping off at your little alien hotel, having a spa and all that kind of stuff. You'd be doing all that on that mushroom, but really you'd just be sat in your living room chair. But you've just had a Chernobyl mushroom, and I'm afraid that is going to take you places that you've never been before. So, but good, I'm good. That means we might be getting closer to going to Mars. Book me on that trip. No, I don't want to go to Mars, actually, because, as I said before, there's only going to be a few people, and they've got a colonise. It's going to be like a small village. You know, like when you get to a small village in England, it's just shit. It's brilliant the first day you get there. You think, this is lovely. You got all the fucking locals all playing darts and like all know each other. It's a right laugh. Give it a week of that, and then now you know everybody, and everybody knows you, and all of a sudden, it's the same night, every night, they're all still playing darts, they're all singing the same song. You'll be like, fuck this is like fucking, I'm in a twilight zone, get me out of here. But that's what it'd be like on Mars. There ain't going to be many people, there ain't going to be a few, you're going to know everybody. You're going to be bored out your tits after a while. There's going to be one pub. No, thank you. I'll stay down here and I'm a bit more incognito and I can move around and be a bit, you know, a bit shifty. Nobody knows who you are and where you're going. What's it called? A smoking 30 litre tub of horse semen sparked a parcel depot evacuation. Spotted the white mist emerging from the package and raised the alarm. I'm sure that's not on the list of things that you're not allowed to send through the post. Horse semen. I'll tell you what, the long list of things that you can't send through the post is ridiculous. If you was to read it when you're taking your insurance out, you read it and you think, there's absolutely nothing on that list. There's absolutely nothing left to send, because everything that's illegal or you can't, you know, prohibited to send or whatever is on the list. But anyway, or definitely on the list from compensation. But somebody sent a 30 litre tub of horse semen. What are they going to do with that? Is that like a new makeup or a new like moisturiser for somebody's face? You might feel you're looking a little bit hoarse there. Oh yeah, it's my horse semen, semenizer. I was going to say then, moisturiser, semenizer. Yeah. So what the fuck would horse semen smoke? Is it fucking toxic or what? Looks, sounds like it. Maybe it's like. Can get you high as well, maybe. Can you get you high? I don't know, you have to drink some and let me know. Tell me if you're on a farm and you're listening to this and you're from that small town where all the small people, where it's just like, you've run out of things to do because you've done every activity every night for the past 10 years. Here's a new one for you. Go and drink some horse semen and tell us if it, semen, and tell us if it gets you high or how you feel. You feeling horny? Are you feeling horsey? Or are you feeling high? Let me know. Tell me on the Jungle Drums. But anyway, yeah, so be careful. If you're going to be posting semen of any kind to anybody, double check that it's not flammable, because I'll tell you what, I know I'm smoking, but I didn't think I would fucking be flammable. But I don't think it would take a long time to produce 30 litres, wouldn't it? Horses do that in a fucking, you know, in a sitting, no problem. Well, let's get off that. It's turning me off me. It's turning me off what I'm about to eat. What's it called? A church dodged a two. This is my last one. Is it my last one? A church dodged a £200,000 organ repair bill by patching it up with tape and drawing pins. Organist. That's my. Can't get my words out. He put this organ together with tape and drawing pins because obviously it was going to cost a lot of money to fix an organ, isn't it? But that's the kind of thing I'd do. I've had cars that are like that. I've had cars where I had a van where somebody nicked my wing mirrors, and because I had to go on a job and I had to go to the shop quickly to buy some wing mirrors. They didn't have any in my size, wing mirrors that is, for my van. So I had to buy a smaller pair. And they wouldn't fit, obviously, so I sellotaped them in. I just tape all over the fucking wing mirrors to make sure these mirrors stayed in. But they worked perfectly, so I just left it like that for about 4 years. That was how my wing mirrors stayed. I thought, well, you know, somebody's only going to nick me other ones if I buy some new ones, so I might as well just keep these ones. And they worked fine for a while, but after a while they broke because they were banged. They were ricocheting back and forth inside the holder. It wasn't a very good budge. It wasn't even a good fix job by me. Anyway, last one. Underwater robots can listen to sperm whales chat about food. Sperm whales, sperm again. They could fill a 30-litre tub with no problem. They'd probably do. That would overspill. That would be like you'd have enough to feed the five. You know, it'd be like fucking Jesus feeding the 5,000 if everybody ate sperm whale semen. But anyway, sperm whales chat about food. It's mad, isn't it? So how do they know that? Are they even talking? Oh, I'm starving, I am. You know, fancy fish and chips. Well, fancy fish. We ain't got no chips. It'd be a boring conversation. They don't eat much. They'd be like, hey, fancy fish. Yeah, okay. What's for breakfast? Well, fish. What's for dinner? Fish. What's for tea? Well, I'll give you a guess. Not fish again, for fuck's sake. How about some horse semen? I've heard that's all right. Might get you high as well. Apparently people are posting it in England. Or in England, yeah. Up above the water, they're posting it. So let's try something different for a change. Why don't we get... why don't we eat a load of plastic bags? Because a load of them floating about. Oh no, I've just done that. And now I'm dead. Because that's fuckers up above the water are destroying us and destroying everything else because we're going to have to eat plastic bags anyway because there ain't no fish. They're all fucking dead. They've all been pulled out and in the fucking fish and chip shops. Anyway, let's... on that sexy note, have I got one more to tell you? I don't think I have, actually. No, I'm going to leave it there. Short, sweet. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.